Amen. Akoko yi je akoko lati gbo oro Olorun.
The time to listen to the word of God.
Tori na a o teri ba nigba ti a n gbadura.
Therefore, we bow down our head as we pray.
Baba wa ati Olorun wa.
Our Father and our God.
A dupe lowo yin fun igbeyawo mimo yi Oluwa.
Thank you for this holy matrimony.
Aye logo ni oruko Jesu egba ope wa.
We exhort you, accept our thanks in Jesus'
Olorun.
Name. Lord.
Ati wa ni akoko lati gbo oro yin.
We are had a time to listen to your word.
Oruko Jesu ati omode ati agba wa.
Both the young and the old in Jesus' name. Lord, encounter our heart.
Baba ni oruko Jesu eba okan wa soro.
Lord, speak to our heart in Jesus' name.
Tori wi pe a wa ni waju yin Oluwa eba okan wa soro.
Before you, Lord, speak to our heart.
Eni Olorun fun aye wa loruko Jesu Oluwa e so di mimo fun.
Lord, reveal your heart.
Esi okan yin pa ya fun
wa. Open your heart for us.
Oko ati yawo nikan kan.
Both for the bride and the groom alone, but for all the mothers and the fathers, for all the families and individuals here, your heart for us, God. Your purpose over the creation of marriage and the responsibilities you want us to
know,
for us all to enjoy the marriage according to your
heart.
Lord, open your heart for us. Bless us to your
word. Oluwawa.
In Jesus' name,
praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Ni akoko mo ko ki gbogbo awa daddy mi ati mommy.
I greet all the fathers and the mothers.
Baba mi ati mama mi gbogbo.
I greet all my fathers and mothers.
Loruko Jesu ayo wa yo ma po si ni o.
Our joy we have on the Lord.
Mo ki gbogbo awa iranse Olorun.
All the ministers of God.
Awa daddy mi ninu Oluwa.
All my fathers in the Lord.
Loruko Jesu a ma tesiwaju.
We will proceed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Be ni mo ki
I also greet all the church of God. Our life will not be
stagnant.
In our family, good things like this shall not come to season. It will proceed in Jesus' name alone. We'll listen calm to listen to what God has for us. And the topic of the message in this holy matrimony
is
called a great secret for the couples. Ephesians chapter 5
verse
23 to 27. Submit yourself to the fear of God.
Husband,
submit yourself to your husband according to the law. Because the head is
the...
according to Christ, the head of the church. And as the Savior of man, therefore, as the church of Christ, let the husband do so to the wife.
In all things,
you husbands, love your wife as Christ loved the church and gives himself to
him
to make her clean, that he might present her to himself a glorious church, or wrinkle, or any such thing,
that
she should be holy and without blemish. So husband ought to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wives loves himself. For no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as the Lord does to the church. For we are the members of his body, for his flesh and of his bones. For this reason, a man shall leave his wife and mother and shall be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This is a great mystery. A great mystery.
John, go by.
John, can you listen and Esther? A great mystery.
For
I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let each one of you in particular so love his own wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband. And here is a reference of the topic of the message. I call the great secret for the couples. My God, the God we serve, the God we believe, will bless every one of us.
àwọn ọ̀rọ̀ kan ń fẹ́ sípayá ń sípayá ọkàn ọlọ́run fún wa nípa bí ọlọ́run ti ṣètò ìgbéyàwó.
The spirit of God is speaking through Paul the apostle on how God established the marriage.
Bí a ṣe léni yìí.
Because what you have done today.
Bí a ti so Esther pọ̀ mọ́ John tí wọ́n ti tọkọtaya.
As we have joined Esther and John and they become couples. That is the establishment of God.
Tó bá ṣe wípé ìgbékalẹ̀ èèyàn ni kò bá ti ṣe é ṣe.
If it is the establishment of man, it will be impossible.
Torí kò ṣeé ṣe kí èèyàn ó tọ́jú ọmọ kó lóyún ọmọ kó tọ́jú rẹ̀. Kó lé ní kó wọ bí ọmọ ọdún 25 kọkùnrin kan ó sì wá mú kó sì yí orúkọ ẹ padà.
It would be impossible to take care of a child to 25 years and a man took him away. If it is not the establishment of God, someone could have asked, where do you come from?
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But
because it is the establishment of God,
Daddy Esther,
Esther's father delivered her to my hands, and I delivered her to John's hands, and he's taking her away. Now she has inherited the name of her husband. If not for the hand of God, for the establishment of God, it should not be possible. Why the reason God made the establishment like that? For God to see the man and a woman that God has a consent about, for the plan of God that they should be together and married, and they should be husband and wife till death do them part. There are many reasons. Because there is not any other thing God created without a purpose. God established marriage. Establish it for the relationship between the man and woman, for relationship for the husband and wife. If John's father and mother could observe it,
you
could only see he's walking on two legs from the spirit. Another leg has just been joined to him. You see the way we speak now, we speak like a man. Every other thing will run smoothly now. Hallelujah. These are the reasons why God said it is not good for John to be alone. For relationship and the spirit and the body. God created marriage to hinder fall. Because God is prudent in nature. He knew that if you are walking with a leg and after you fall, and now he makes provision for the second leg, and now John's second leg is Esther. And the reason for that is for to hinder the fall. God planned the marriage so that they will create it for themselves because there is cold in the world. They had the cold of the world. We have the temperature of the world. But for them to be like blanket over themselves.
Amen.
Sometimes failure might want to come in the world, and that there will be problem in your heart. And if you have no one beside you, not just an ordinary person, someone that is part of you to cleave unto you and to advise you, such code can lead to death. God has seen it. That was why he provided marriage. God provided marriage deliberately for husband and wife as they have united. Now it will be their third
part.
Now there will be a rope of three folks which cannot be broken in a wrestle with the devil. Can Esther and John listen to me? You have been joined together. The choristers have prayed for you in their songs. And the Lord is now going with you. In your union, the Lord will be with you. There is nothing you lose that will not lose. There is nothing you say should come that will not come. There is nothing you say should go that will not go. That is the purpose of your journey together. And the reasons for the creation of marriage by God. For you to be signatory in the spiritual bank, you don't understand. Immediately you are joined together. There's a spiritual account immediately for your family. And just any one of you cannot just go to withdraw unless the other man submits. After the marriage, if you ask for a car, you ask for a house, and your wife also say yes, it says that we want you, that means you have signed it, God will say, because everything is at his end. That is the purpose why God did it. God deliberately created marriage to make you produce a type of the children of God that are peculiar children of God. There are many women, but God has chosen Esther for
among all women.
He knew she would be the one to give you a type of God as a child. These are the reasons for the creation of marriage by God. For you to be able to produce a type of the children of God. Another reason is for you to train him. Now when you train him, when you are aged, because you become aged, you will not die untimely. Both of you will last together. Now when you are your old age, so that your child will train you. That is the purpose of God for the heart. No matter how rich you are, and then you say, all what I will feed on, I've make provision for each. Yet the food of the children is different. If your children give you something, the father, mother have this, that is the way it is. These are the reasons. The numberless reasons that I cannot even speak of. To provide for yourself, to help yourself in holiness, to preserve yourself. These are the reasons why God created marriage.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And now you can.
Now you can question me that with these reasons for God to create, why is it not so in our home marriage? You don't understand. You have two to two, it becomes four. Four cannot just appear. There are steps and secrets for the husband and wife to know. For the promise of God over their family to be fulfilled. Failure to know all these secrets makes the husband to consider. I said, if you marry one wife, you have a problem. Look at the women, they are troublesome in nature. The women, they are bad. And the woman also said that the men are very annoying in nature. Another man will say, because as the circumstances have been better, if he stays alone, if we don't follow the procedures of God, he will fail to know the secret. God does not create marriage to bring problems. God does not create marriage for trouble. God does not create marriage for different things happening. But because we fail to know the secret, the mindset of God to have created marriage are these, that he for a long life to be better for us, so that because God is good, God is good to women. In all things that God created, God created men so good, and is even more good to us. He loved us a lot. By God, he instructed Adam, it is not good for this man to be alone. Therefore, to know the secret that a husband and wife must understand, with the Spirit of God is expatiating to Paul, and now I want to assist you by analyzing it by the of the Holy Spirit. We check the message outline under 3 points. Point one, the expected understanding of God from the husband to the wife. I'll speak to you, John. The understanding you must possess, the knowledge and understanding you must possess over this woman.
ati nipa iwo gangan.
And even about yourself. Now what are you? What God has made you to be now? And what your wife is all about? You must understand it. Point two. The submission required of the husband to the wife. Under this point two. I'm speaking to Hester and all the women. And what kind of submission? Is God expected of the husband to a wife? Is it for her to be kneeling down? Is it for her to just be calling her husband a husband? Is that the submission we are talking about?
I
will explain the submission the Bible is referring to under point 3. The agreement of the husband and wife that brings that great grief. When I speak about the understanding the husband must possess and the submission the wife must have, if the two of them can agree together, now the benefit it will produce, the success it will produce. I pray the Lord will bless you under this ministration. The family in disarray will be resurrected. The couples that are not enjoying themselves will begin to enjoy yourself again. The Spirit of God chose me that the marriage you have here is
made.
The way I will be speaking now, the Lord will be making couples to come together. The Lord will renew many marriages because it is God and not man who will do so. Now I check point 1. The expected understanding of God by the husband to his wife. Ephesians chapter 5. Don't let anything hinder you in this message. That is why we make everything very
snap.
But this word of God is very important.
John Moesta Losi Ijebu Abi. Abeokuta.
John is taking Esther to Abeokuta now.
Amen.
Amen. Therefore, I want to table the word of God and to reveal the heart of God for you. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 29 to verse 31. Husband, love your wife as Christ loves the church.
Listen,
as Christ loves the church. Hallelujah. That a wife should be submissive to her husband and the church submit to Christ. The first thing to tell you, the church does not just bow down for Christ, there is something that preludes it. What Christ did for church makes the church to call out in the
Lord.
Jesus is not an honorary Lord. He's a professional Lord. By himself, he laid down himself. He laid down himself. Look at I'm not good before. I'm not worthy to stand before you speaking the word of God. My fathers and my mothers, they knew about you. They knew me then. But look at the patience and the perseverance of God. For him to allow someone like me, and it's molding me little by little, he does not say, the way I speak, does not consider my attitude. He's very patient over me. Now look at the way I make. John, can you listen to me? If you can be patient for your wife like that, the understanding you must possess. So you husband, you love your wife. You must know how to love and how to show love to your wife. You must know and understand how to show love to her.
1
Peter chapter 3 verse 7. 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 7. Husband likewise, dwell with them in understanding, not with carnal understanding but the understanding of God. You must understand what your wife is all about, that you do all with them in understanding, giving them honor. As to the weaker vessel, you must understand the personality of your wife and what she is.
salaye.
Number one, understanding. I want to explain. You must know she's part of John. You, John. Your body. That's your body. Your flesh. Now let me ask you. Why don't you put your suit on your head? Why do you open your head? Why do you only decorate your body?
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. That's your body. The way you dress yourself. The same thing a good husband will understand. You must understand that your wife is your body. Your wife is your body. You are the head. She's the body. The secret. I'm telling you a great secret. That the husband and wife should know. A great secret.
Amen.
Amen. Do you know? The reason why God is against divorce or polygamy. The first man created by God. Just a man, Adam. But there is male and female in her. Genesis chapter 1 verse 27. God created them male and female. Jesus established it. At the time God would draw the female part from her. He will drink it from him. Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. That she should help him. That she should talk
praise
to him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. You must know that Hester was withdrew out of you. Out of the part of your body. Do you understand now? These are the secrets you must understand. These are the secrets you must know. These are the things you must know in a deeper way. That she's your body. And sometimes you love your body.
There's
only a wicked and a stupid man that will be gushing himself with a stone. They call the madman of Gadarene. It's only the madman of Gadarene that crushed himself with a stone. The same thing the husband beating his wife. He's beating himself or that he's cursing his wife. The people that understand will be weeping. Because it will affect him the later time. You are only gushing yourself. You must not do that. You are made to understand that today. That is your body. Take care of her. All the pieces have been removed. All negative power have been neutralized. All the power of hell has been made to nothing. Your family will become like paradise on earth. She's your body. Now you must understand she's the remaining part of your soul. Malachi chapter 2 verse 15. She's the remaining part of your soul. The remaining part. She has been placed beside you. And she has made them one. The remaining part. Now let me wait over there a little bit. The man told us a story when he was a youth. It was a hoodlum. But now God encountered his life. When God encountered him, when he believed, and now he has a great faith. With all the previous experiences he had, now he said he will not have a wife. Over 30 years, 35, about 40. Now God revealed to the people in the church that is his wife, and they could see it, and he rejected it. That's the remaining part of your soul. He has been denying the thing after many revelations that God is a necessary thing. I'm not having wife. That let him continue like this. Now on a particular day, he slept. I saw the whole man, and he took the lady and said, "This is your wife. This is your wife." He said, "No." And immediately he went into another dream. He could see like a drum. filled with water. And a small drum also filled with water. The one who carried the bigger drum is now running. So the one with the smaller drum should follow. As they run, they knew the water will be flowing. When it gets to its destination, the one that follows will fill it up. And he saw it. And God said, today I will tell you that the last page. If you said no, I will forsake you. But that's the remaining part of your soul. When you run, when you are pouring down, the one that will be refilling you, the one that will refill you, that is the one I've chosen for you. If you now said you don't want him, now that's your own. The one is the person is the one that refilled him. You are told that if he has rejected, the remaining part of your soul, the remaining part of your soul, God placed him before you. You must understand. Hallelujah. That in your body dwells the soul. In the body dwells your heart. Your heart, that's your heart. Your body. If you carry your food, you drop it into the mouth. And when the food swallows, not after chewing it, you swallow. After swallowing,
I say, Eje, Ara, you all
of a digestion and circulation to other parts of the body. The way the mouth feeds the body, the same thing they will enjoy.
Praise
the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The Lord has created the woman in a very good way. To an extent, there is nothing you give to them that they will not appreciate.
Hallelujah.
If you give her something, she will be renewing it. The way the mouth transports to the body, the body have the circulation to the intestine, large and small, and the one that will circulate around the body. There is a process for that. The same thing the woman. Hallelujah. If you give her money,
praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Now you are preparing the non-good food before. But now, I've asked bosses since last week. I said, can you prepare her soup? Can you prepare her soup? She said there is nothing she cannot cook. There is no soup she cannot prepare. Within 3 months, you become fat. Your mind will be at rest. Just be giving her the money. Keep giving her money. She knows how to buy the meat, how to buy things like that. Her mother has touched her. The way she will buy and she will cut it in the normal way. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. You give to her. I'm speaking about the body. Just the heart. If you want it to function very well, watch you put into heat will pump onto your head. Whatever you push into heat, hallelujah. The way you do it is the way you enjoy it. Take care of her very well. You give unto your wife a water. The Lord has given them the power, and she will. I'm telling you the secret. Make her your bank. Make her your purse. You drop things onto your hands. She will transform it. She will transform it for you. She will be transforming it for you. Now she will be making it a good thing. May the Lord bless you. I said, may the Lord help you. I said, may the Lord help you.
There's
some men that have to.
They're
not having a problem with their lives. They keep money on their inner patch.
One thousand.
They bigger denominations.
You keep on sale.
We'll put each down patch on the polymer money on the outside patch. Now you only put the food in his mouth so he will not swallow. You want to kill himself. Don't do that. And if you are doing so, you are not had the throne of grace. Don't do that again so that you can enjoy yourself. Don't do that again. This life is not eternal. This life is not the one to live in with your trouble and problem. You only kill yourself.
Listen,
I'm speaking about possessing understanding. Your body. Your body. You eat and you chew and you swallow. And you will transport your money to her. You give her things. You give her many things. She's a trained child. She's a very diligent child. She's a one with the handling of God. I pray that you will last long.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Sorry.
Are you seeing the one rearing dogs, or maybe you're also rearing? The way you take care of your dog, the way you enjoy it.
You don't
have to take care of your dog. It should not be healthy. Even its puppies will not be bigger. That means the rearer is a problem. The same thing with a woman. The way you take care of her. I can't give you the limitation of children to have. I can't say have 5 children. What I can endorse for you is 7. That we demanded for strength and power. 7. 4 boys, 3 girls.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. And now look at the
secret.
If you want her to have a striking resemblance of a children to you, you take care of her. These are the things God taught me. If you want her to have the children of your resemblance, that they will resemble you, take care of her. A man that does not take care of his wife. I've seen some people, if their male child wants to greet, he will genuflect. That is the space of the father. Because his father is not always at home. As a man, he will be genuflecting. That's the cause of the mother. Don't do that. I'm speaking about understanding.
Now,
you are the head. You will not turn to the tail. There are 5 things possessed by the head before it is called the head: the brain, the hair, the eye, the nose, and the mouth. These 5 things, I'll tell you their wisdom, knowledge, understanding, money. It's part of
praise
it. Hallelujah. I will be analyzing the 5 things for you systematically. You are the head. You have understand that your wife has the body. You must take care of her. Now your head. Mouth. The mouth. Say it. I want to teach you and you understand and remember forever. The word will turn to blessing for you. The husband that does not know how to make use of his mouth. Not. The husband possesses the godly authority. The Lord has created man with his authority. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. You must know how to control your tongue. Sometimes the woman is annoying in nature. You say this house is now this and that. Maybe you have don't have much money. You say these things has gone this way. You will smile. As she's saying the things that are difficult, the Lord cannot endorse it. But he sees you as the head. He sees you as the mouth. Immediately you say it is difficult, it will become difficult. Listen. Whatever you say, the Lord will go into you. That is the why the mouth is possessed by the head. The mouth is not on the stomach. That you are the one. Even when you have the children. The children's stomach, the stomach, they say that's not Jesus. The stomach and you lay your hand on each. In Jesus' name, in the stomach disorder should vanish. Amen. As a authority, the Lord is expecting you to be. Even sometimes, listen. Challenges can arise. You must stand like a man. You must know how to make yourself a man. Numbers chapter 13. You write it down and then you go back home to God. It God told Moses, the authority given by the, to the husband. He said, if a child in his father's house plays himself in the bondage, his father has the authority to neutralize each. And even the same of the wife, if she plays herself in the bondage, the husband can neutralize it and make her to start again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. We have helped you. And sometimes, well, if you dream and you have a dream, on your sleep, you say, I cancel that dream in Jesus' name. Don't say that's a foolish dream. These are the things giving problem to the church. Because men disappoint and fail God.
You
ought to be the pastor of your wife. She had a dream and immediately she wakes up, she'll go to her pastor. Say, please, I have a dream. And you're supposed to be the one to say it. You ought to have interpreted it and say, how do you have it? This is a masquerade. I destroy the masquerade by the power of God. If truly you are husband and you're having your responsibility as supposed to be,
praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. God is expecting you to authorize the prayer of your wife. He's expecting you to counsel her. He's expecting you to comfort her. He's expecting you to interpret her dreams. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh my God.
The mouth. The mouth. The mouth. Of the things that impress the woman, you have that in your hands. What she hears will be the one to impress her.
Sorry,
if boss says she tire up her when she's pregnant, you say, I like the way you tie your
rapper.
I like the way you tie your
rapper.
Now you could have done it in the more big way. Now you do it in the side way, possibly in a triangular way. Now you're not saying directly.
If you say,
how do you make your rapper like this as if you are putting on wood? She'll be feeling worried in her heart.
She'll
not be able to stand upright again. That's the attitude of the women. I like the way you tie your rapper. Now you could have turned it to the other side and tie it like this. I could have been more impressed by that. She'll be happy, she'll smile. Now she'll know how to tie it more. If she prepares food, by mistake, the food is salty.
You
say, what kind of bad food have you prepared? You hit it like that. And I fell about to finish it. You say, I could have finished it in this food. I love this food. That is too much of salt. That's the way you enjoy her. You know, I said you have 7 children. If you make use good use of her, she'll have 12 for you.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. The Lord will give you money.
Amen.
Amen. I'm speaking about the mouth. I'm speaking about mouth. I'm speaking about mouth. You must be the one that is understanding. You must be the one that have wisdom. You must be the one that have knowledge. You have money in Jesus' name.
Listen.
The man does not just speak like a fool. If they have no money and your wife says, I'm worth 10,000, you don't say, will you kill me? I don't have that. I don't have that now. You have come. Don't do that. Don't say you don't have. You say, I have in excess. They have an XX. I have too much.
Now
we are going to have money. Don't just speak like that. You speak in a good manner. Don't say you have what. When she says, where is it? You say, I will bring it out. So I will bring it out. You tell her. At this time, you'll be beating a satisfaction that you'll be so fat.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's the way she'll be smiling. That time fat. Listen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. It is well with you.
Loye.
You understand.
Ma.
You know. And you understand?
Sorry, do my dear that you have to move down the egg there.
Do you know the reason why she was extracted from your side? She was extracted from your side so that you would table her before, beside you. There is bone on your legs. But from your side. So that she will be at your side. If she did something wrong, you will just pet her, say, mother, so and so, what you have done, you ought not to have done that. That's the way you do for your wife. You will not strike her with your hand because she does not come from the hand. And you cannot kick her with your legs because she does not come from the
kick.
You cannot knock her with your head because she comes from your side. You will pet her with your side because she comes from the side. That is the reason why God extracted her from your side.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. The Lord make you the head deliberately to control her in love. You possess the highest of two things. You must have the vision. You must have the insight and the prudence. The Lord will bless most of all men. Men are disrupting the world. I'll tell you. Look at the way the women are doing. You see the woman that dressed like a prostitute. The man has killed her. When you tell your wife that you are bad, I don't like the way you dress. Now she will go for powders. That what can I do? She will go for trousers. What can I do? She will go for heel shoes and many things. That's what is happening. The husband is a cause. I'm speaking to you. You will not bring problem over yourself. You will not give God a problem. Many husbands have failed God, that they don't give God a rest.
Listen,
don't speak at this time. You must be prudent and be insightful. Look at the drivers for the driver knew where he's going and he must understand the route by which he has to pass. If the driver does not know where he's going, the conductor is a problem. The conductor will not be. This is your conductor, you are the driver, she's placed beside you. She's placed at your side to help you. You must be have your insight and you have a prudence.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. That is the reason why you are given the brain, your ear, your eyes, your nose, and your mouth. Everything deals with the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and the authority, and the money, all the five. Therefore, at the end, for that, your side, your family, anything that happens, God will question you. Let me tell you again, the secret. She's a very quiet child. What she can see as a fault. Let me end it here. There is no one without fault. The 40 part of your wife that God has given to you. That 40 part is your blessing. That is your blessing. The fault of your wife will turn to your blessing for you. The Lord will make it a fence for you. Listen. You say you remove that fault, it's as if you have demolished your fence. It's as if you destroy the door. Perhaps you give thanks to God. The women should not listen to this. Let the men listen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. When they are in hunger, praise God. The Lord, I thank you that you have taken this thing from my body. She came from your body. The Lord extracted it from your body and make it a being. You're supposed to be thankful. If this thing is in me and is in anger like this, that it will create a problem. Now when God has extracted it and turned it to a being and make you to believe it together, she's preparing food. If she's in annoyance, she's supposed to be thankful and say, God, I thank you. If she speaks in a scolding way, she's supposed to be thankful. Say, Lord, I thank you. I'll speak to the man I knew.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The great secret.
Pastor,
I do not say that you should have that privilege to go into hunger that pastor has ordered us. I've not given you the impression to do so. But I'm speaking to the men. And also you as a woman, you must be molding yourself. Now I check point two. The required submission of the wife to her husband. Colossians chapter 3 verse 17. Because of you, I'm not reading these verses. I could have been reading, but because of the time. Proverbs chapter 31. Verse 10 to 31. Ephesians. This is what I will read for you. Ephesians. Chapter 5. Verse 21 to 24. Submitting to one another in the fear of God, wives, submit to your own husband as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as also Christ is the head of the church, and as a savior of the body. Therefore, just as the church subject to Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Now I'm talking to you, Esther. 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 3 to 6. When we are speaking about submission, not just to be genuflecting like the fowl that wants to lay eggs. That's not submission indeed. The submission the Bible is referring to here. Self-submission.
Bosse,
what do I say now? Self-submission. I know you're teaching.
You
said the students should submit their papers. What would they do? Now you submit yourself to your husband. This is the essence of the submission. Many women call their husband daddy, but it is not in a good manner. If you say daddy, if you said you should sit down there, you will sit down there. If you say you come, you will come. You will be obedient to him. The submission the Bible is emphasizing, let me split it. The submission, it means honor. Look at me very well here. Check me here. Let me speak to you. Hallelujah. The man, if he's as dwarf as this, once you marry and you are taller than him, just say you are the taller one, I love you. Don't say he's a dwarf. The very day you say your husband is a dwarf, that you reveal it, that's the head. Even if he's so, as short as this, you won't call him. Sarah is not stupid. She never called her husband. She never called her the father of my children. Not that. He called him Lord. She called him Lord.
These are
things Sarah did for God to make Isaac to come out from her. There is nothing in the physical thing that is on Sarah that Agar does not possess. There is no part of the body that Hagar does not possess. But the only thing Hagar does not possess is a holy heart. She has no heart of faith. She has no fruit of the spirit. And the Lord could reason that if Isaac is to come through Hagar, that he will inherit a bad trait. Isaac is a blessed child. They are good children, children and wonderful children. From the womb of which he came. Sarah is very submissive. 1 Peter chapter 3. Don't be very shy to call your husband as your Lord. Say, my Lord, what do you want me to prepare? Say, prepare rice and beans. Prepare rice and beans and spag. And also additionals of fish. And the meat. I've listened, my Lord. The other women that have done other thing might say, now she is possessed. It will make you well grounded in your matrimony. Hallelujah. Can you listen to me? Number two. The number two interpretation of the submission. It means submitting yourself for your husband. This submission means, how can I even tender the word to you? Obedience. The Lord follows directions. The Lord follows commandments. The Lord follows the right channels. I'll give you something as an example. A particular woman is selling at Bodija. She's a Christian. She's selling at Bodija. She has her stalls. Now on a particular day, her husband woke up. Now he said, say, mother, I don't want you to go to the market today. She said, anything you say, I do. And now she off her clutch. She didn't go. Look at the submission they are referring to. She never said I should not go out. Come and tie me.
If
we ask for 1,000, you give 100 naira. We ask 1,000, you drop 200, and now you say I should not come out. You send the one you tied and not me. She sat down. Now could you know? What happened the second day she went to the market? Her husband is not a pastor. He's not a prophet, not an evangelist, just an ordinary member that believes. If the Lord wants to speak, there is a way he does. He walks through leaders to speak to the one. The Lord has spoken to him. When he got to the market, police has arrested the people at the junction of their stores. What has happened? A particular boy stole something in their house. And the stolen possession was sold at Bodija. And when the secret was revealed, now they asked him to direct them to the place to sold it. He does not know it again. At the very place where the woman was selling, she just said this place. It was around 11 o'clock. All the people that have their market there, they were arrested before they were free. They said, why don't you come yesterday? Esther, who asked, cannot you come yesterday, her husband? Was ahead. The Lord instructed the husband. Some women fall into calamity because of their disobedience to their husband. Submission also means respect. Don't consider the way your husband does. You submit yourself, you humble yourself.
Rather.
What she says sometimes so might be wrong, but she listened to this. The Lord knows how to do it. Let me give you an instance. On the very day how Abraham and Sarah were going to Egypt and they got to the way, Abraham looked at the back and he said, this woman is very beautiful.
Madam Sarah.
When we get to our destination, because you're beautiful, and the people we are going to meet are very carnal, Let them marry you when we get there. When they marry you, they will be taking care of you for your sake. What he say? You want to make her in place of money. You want to transfer her to make her in place of money that you have no child. That was the essence of you. What does the woman say? You said you are my authority. Don't let this old man sell me. She's praying that don't let a man sell me. She's obedient. That's what they call submission.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. The Lord changed the thing unto blessing for them because she obeyed. She have a relative to have said, if that's what you do, I'll go back to your home. But she never went back. I'm speaking about submission. It's a blessing. It will turn to blessing for you. On a day, Sarah was at home. Abraham was outside. Now you could see some visitors passing by. They don't pass by us and not eat. You come around. He had Sarah to prepare the food. The food is like to prepare a young flour. Which cow? There's no provision for that on the floor. Another woman could have said, any visitor that would not
feed.
You're not feeding on bread and tea. I cooked in the morning. I'm not doing that again now. There is blessing and obedience to husband. Sarah went to cook the food. And after preparing the food, the angel asked about Sarah. So where is Sarah, your wife? He said he's at the kitchen. And by this time next season, if she has rejected the instruction of her husband, she has rejected the blessing. Humble yourself. Another thing. Submission means giving your husband the words to say. Where is your mouth? Look at the thing you place on your head. It means you are under authority. Your mouth is not on the body, it's on the mouth. Whatever you see, you make your husband to speak.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. You'll be giving him the words to say. If you see something, you make him to see. You say, my husband, look at this. My husband, look at that. You make him to speak.
Amen.
Amen.
To affect Yala was Sarah.
What affected her?
She got Madame Sarah.
Said if.
She go book your bag. You don't want any money.
Has God instructed you not to feed on the fruit?
Madame Eva.
Madame Eve.
She go book your bag. You don't want any.
Has God instructed you not to feed on other fruits?
So ring to the ring. Je koko mi ode.
And she said your demand. Let my husband come. The serpents could not confront the husband. He said, my husband. He does not know how to speak. I'll be the one to speak on his behalf, and she speaks. That's the reason why some women are being labeled that she controls her husband. Some women are very sharp at speaking. When the landlord comes, she'll be the one to speak. Say, what money are you requesting? You never do anything, you only take away the money. Instead of my husband, when my husband come, I will report to him. Even though that is the thing she will tell her husband, she said that. Give your husband the words to say. Give you the vision for your husband to see. I have many things to tell you, but the time does not permit. But I know you are indoctrinated and a very obedient child. Your husband is an ambassador of God. You are the husband. Is the husband who don't walk with his head. Many women walk on their heads. Don't walk on your head. Your husband is an authority. He is the representative in the house. Let him speak. I lay you to the hands of God. Now I check the last point. the union and the agreement of the couples that bring great day. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 9 to verse 11. Two are Bethel and one. Two people that are united. Two people that possess the responsibility that I say. Two people that understand the secret. Two people that they understand the same way. Two are Bethel and one. They have a great day for themselves. But if they fall, the one will make the another one to arise, but who is the one that is alone when he falls and there is no one to make him rise? And if two sleep, that time they catch it together, but how can one person catch them? If the one strike against the other, and two will come over, for the three-headed robe shall not be together, that cannot be
cheered.
The blessings there, the blessings and the benefits that are there. Once you understand the intention of God over your marriage, will be
achieved.
There are many numerous and numberless blessings. Such couples that understand that the head, the body, the head and the body.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. The husband cannot say, although the head cannot say, you will not be without the body. Is it possible? The head cannot say, you want to possess two bodies. If you see someone that have two bodies, here, how will you do? You say this one is a spirit, it's not a man. The same thing, the secret. Once you understand all that benefit, you'll come. The same thing, the body does not possess two heads. This is the emphasis of the Spirit of God, a great secret.
He's
exemplifying the husband as the wife, as the body as the head. And also the husband and wife as Christ and the church. The unspeakable blessings. Your prayer will not be hindered if you can do so. The Lord will help you.
Our senior daddy.
The senior fathers,
our senior mommy,
the senior mothers, is left to us. There's nothing evil that God cannot redeem. There's no crook way that God cannot make straight. There's nothing that has got down that God cannot couple again. God can interfere to your family and invite him. Let Jesus come into your heart now. The Lord can redeem your family. You have been the one that implicates your children. Look at the way the world has turned into you, the family. Brings a problem. All the children that are causing destruction in the world, they were produced from a particular man and woman. The failure of the husband and wife brings about the calamity of the world. That is the way the world has
Therefore,
every time and hour, I'm imploring us to repent and to submit our life to the Lord. If you can change, if you can repent and you submit your life to him, now you understand all these things, the Lord can encounter your children where he is. The Lord will do almost all things. Therefore, wherever you are, you bow down your head. You bow down your head wherever you are. The Lord, I've listened to your word. It's not by force. What you'll do now, you say it. And now we pray for you. And the Lord will walk. And they will do his wonders. Maybe you have failed God. Your husband that you have failed God. You are a woman that you have failed God. You've seen it in this world. The new couples now. You ask for the help. With the word you have listened to. You ask for the help of God. Now you begin to pray. Begin to tell the Lord. When the Lord created Adam. The Lord was at rest. The Lord could see the man that is the man that can give him rest. Do you give God rest or you are giving
prophet?
And say, Lord, this is what I am without complaint. Because of your word that I've listened to you, Lord, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me, Lord. Lord, have mercy on me. I've changed to you. I never know that is the way it is. I never know my wife is my body. I never know my husband is my head. I never know that is the way it is. Now you bow your head and keep on saying it, Lord. Lord, give your life to the Lord today. Submit your life to the Lord today. Give your life to the Lord today. accepting as your Lord and then your Savior. Accepting as your Lord and your Savior. He's ready to come into your life. You come into your family. You will make your destiny to be fulfilled. Just a minute to pray. We have just a minute to pray. We have just a minute to pray.
For
adventure, you don't have Christ and you are ready to give your life to Him now. Don't raise up your hand, keep on telling Him, Lord. Keep on telling Him wherever you heard the Lord, I give my life to You. I accept You as my Lord and my Savior. Keep on telling Him. You see yourself as the very one that have filled God over your husband and wife. Ask for the forgiveness and decide to go into restitution. You and your wife have ate together for so long. This very day, you come together and you hit your game. Ask her to bring your food and you wait for her. You hit together. You hit together. Hit together. That's the problem. Healthiness in your body will be restored.
Ni oruko Jesu Oluwa wa ni agbadura.
In Jesus' name, our
Baba wa ti Olorun wa Olorun ayeraye.
Our Father and our God everlasting.
Olorun olotito, Olorun ife.
A faithful God and the God of love.
Agbe yin ga ni wakati yi. Adupe lowo yin fun oro yin te ti ran si wa.
Thank you for your word you have sent to us.
Adupe fun iko ati riju re te ti lo.
Thank you for your
ministry. Lati si wa ni yesi awon kan wonyi.
To open our understanding to
Baba,
this thing.
Baba omo emi mimo egba ope wa.
And Holy Spirit has set our
Adupe tori pe aje eleri.
Thank you because si igbeyawo
yi loni. Igbeyawo laarin Johanu ati Esther.
John and Esther.
Afogo foruko yin tori pe eni awa pelu lokan. Gẹgẹ bi e ti ni awon to nse igbeyawo le ni lokan
be le ni dile ko kan lokan
oluagba ope wa
ape
fun ibapade ta ni nipa oro
yin for the encounter we have to your world
iwole sinu oro na o nfun ni ni imole
introduction to the word
Jesus omo Olorun agbadura
Jesus the son of God
kokan idile kokan oko ati aya ti won ti rira won labe imole oro yin loni
okan
lati yi pada lati se atunse aye won loruko Jesu Oluwa ko fi fun yin
to them in Jesus name
oro Olorun ti e ti gbo yi loruko Jesu lori aye yin ko ni ja sasan
come and vain over your life
opolopo lo kuku ti lo siru awon igbeyawo bayi ri ton ti gboro Olorun sibe won wa bakan na mo gbadua agbara ati ase to tele oro Olorun loni loruko Jesu yo yi o pada
will transform you
o tin pinu lati yi pada loruko Jesu o wonu idile yin wa
the blessing of God will come to your
family to ni soro to ni damu awon idile ti satani ti towo bo awon idile ti satani ti gbajoba loruko Jesu nitori oro imole oro Olorun to wonu idile na loni loruko Jesu Christi egba yi pada
transformation in Jesus name
to ti dawo oya loruko Jesu e ma gba atun ko
receive resolution
oko to ti yapa
all the husband that has yawo
to ti sonu
all the husband
loruko Jesu ni pagbara orere loni oluwa wa won ri pada
part of the world Lord
Jesu omo Olorun mu won pada bo se ko
son of God restore
them foruko memo
ri beat your holy name
nitori na agbadura fun arakunrin wa Johanu
we pray for our man
ati arabirin wa Esther
and our sister Esther
ni oruko Jesu eti gbo ati aya igbase si gbogbo awon itoni ati idari oro Olorun yi loruko Jesu Oluwa ko fi fun yin
given to you in Jesus name
mo gbadura oro Olorun te gbo loni loruko Jesu Christi nigbati e o ba denu ile yi gege bi Olorun tin so yin po gege bi oko ati aya loni loruko Jesu ko ma sise iye loruko Jesu ko ma sise alaafia loruko Jesu ko ma sise iye Jesu Oluwa o ni emi o so fun yin o ni awon kan o ni awon to n tẹti si oro mi ti won si n se
olodabi
ti won o se olodabi okunrin kan o gba ile o ko ile re si ori iyanrin o nigba ti a fẹ ti ijija o ni ile naa wo o ni isubu re si po jojo o ni sugbon awon to n gbo oro mi ti won si n se won o ni ma fi won wi okunrin kan
to
ko ile e sori apata looto afẹfẹ fẹ ani bi itekan ijija sugbon ile naa duro mo gbadua eti igboran
aya igbase
ti
ile te nko loni yo fi duro
family you are
going to stand ji ati gbo
gbo afefe
ati ati agbara idamu aye loruko Jesu Kristi okan to nse igboran ko lo akofin fun yin
that will be the
word of God idile yo duro
as you listen to the word of God
Jesus el jare el japere rere
be a good example
ni foruko oluwa
mo gbadura
fun gbogbo okan
I pray for all the heart that listen to
si won sinu lati faye won fun Jesus
and decided to give their life to Jesus gbogbo
awon itoni ati dari ta gbo yi
all the direction and the procedure
yo sise ninu aye wa
to work good in our life
nigbati a ba pinu lati gba Jesus
the time we have decided to accept
Jesus lo ma mu ko sise
Jesus will make
mu ke yan shamulu e
Jesus will make us to come and
do it pe gbogbo okan to ti pinu loni lati gba Jesu loluwa to lugbala loruko Jesu oluwa ko wonu okan yin loruko Jesu ke de ni igbala loruko Jesu ke da tun bi bi e tin yi pada si oluwa oluwa ko yi pada si loruko Jesu ere n gba rere olorun fun idile eni kokan yin ko lo ko fi idi e mule
motive of God for your family the Lord will establish
mo gbadura idile kokan to wa ni iloni ke leri fun ojo oni
I pray each family here
to have a leri fun ojo oni
I pray you have a good
time o ti ri be ogo ni foruko oluwa
in the name of the Lord
ogo ni foruko oluwa
in the name of the Lord
mo gbadura
I pray
ile ti Kristi ti lo kosile fun wa ni orun
that Christ has built for us
ati idile ti an so pon loni
and the family we are making
ati awon to ti gboro olorun ti won yi pada loruko Jesu ka ma se padanu e
shall not miss it in Jesus
name ore ofe lati tesiwaju ninu ife olorun oluwa ko gbe wa